So nice to see you all this evening. Glad to be here with you these, at least for a couple days. Be here till, I guess, till Saturday. Seems odd to be here and not be on here on a Sunday, but it's just the way the schedule worked out. But it's so nice to see you. My name is John Schulteis, Brother John, or I answer to John. My students in school call me Mr. Schulteis, so I answer to a lot of different names. But so either or, it all works. Hey, you often works too sometimes. So as long as I know you're talking to me, I'll respond. And I'll get to learn all of your names throughout this week. We like to hear our names. They say that that is one of the sweetest sounds that you can hear, is when someone actually says your name. You know, when you meet a lot of people, such as first day at camp, you learn a lot of names. People introduce themselves to you and, you know, you turn around and walk away and like, now who was that? Oh, I remember that person's name. You know, sometimes you're not quite listening or you've heard so many you forget. A good way to do that is to repeat their name after they introduce themselves to you, and it helps you to remember it. But they say that that's what people love to hear. They love to hear their names. I don't know if any of you ever saw this cartoon years ago. I think it was The Far Side or something like that. They had about it was called What a Dog Hears. And it was there was a little dog sitting there, and the owner was talking to him. Now, Fido, you sit, Fido. You be a good boy, Fido. You do this, Fido. You do that, Fido. You don't do this, Fido. And then the next image, it said what the dog actually hears. And it said basically, blah, 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 Fido. Blah, 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 Fido. Blah, 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 Fido. The only thing he recognized was his own name. He heard his name. He recognized his name. The reason I'm talking about names to you just for a minute or two as we begin this evening, it's actually going to be a prayer meeting this evening, but this week we're going to be looking at the names of God, some of the names by which God has revealed himself to us in his word. I'm sure you're familiar with them. You've probably studied them. Maybe you could teach these lessons, but in the morning and in the evening, we're going to go through the Bible and look at some of the names that God has given us for himself and what they teach us about him. And I think it's going to be really encouraging for us as we look at them and understand who our God is, his character. I'm going to give you a sheet. I'm actually going to do it tonight. I'm not going to do it just yet, but perhaps you can jot a few notes down. It's a little bit of a spreadsheet, and you can put some information in there. I know sometimes people like to write things down. If that's the case, that's for you. There's no requirements. You're not going to have to turn it in. You're not going to have to write me a research paper like I do for my kids in school. But perhaps I know I have a lot of folks in my church that have kept these notes for a long time and have referred to them. So perhaps you'll find that of some interest too and of some benefit. So tonight as we start, let's sing one song. Each day we're going to sing some songs about the name of God, the name of Jesus certainly, which is a name that we love especially. But let's sing in our brown hymnal, page 45. Page 45, Blessed Be the Name. I don't know if you've had a long day today. I know our staff, every day is a long day for you. You work hard, and we really appreciate it. Even though I've only been here a couple of minutes and caught the tail end of supper, I've been here a few times before, so I know that you guys work awfully hard. So we'll sing when it's a little bit more lively, hopefully, and we'll get you a little awake. We'll keep Brother Tom from snoring back there, and we'll go on. Okay, let's sing it. Come on, Julia, play that for us. Would you please? All right, here we go. All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die that he might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's have all the staffers. I know you guys worked hard today. We're going to keep you working, all right? Sing the third verse for us. Everybody on the staff. Redeemer, Savior, friend of man, once ruined by the fall, thou hast devised salvation's plan, for thou hast died for all. Good, thank you all. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, guests, you didn't think you were getting off the hook, did you? Come on, sing it for us. The fourth verse, all the guests. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Good, all together. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We praise you, Lord. We do. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We do. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for all of your blessings to us. Oh, Jesus, we bless your name. We bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you. We have a slightly different hymn book in our church. We do still use a hymn book. I know a lot of churches don't now. Maybe yours doesn't, and that's fine. That's great. We use the overhead too from time to time, the projector system. But we used to use this book years ago, and we are actually right now in the process of creating a supplemental hymn book in our church for all of the other songs that are not in that book that we like. You know, there's so many songs that there's no one hymnal, I think, that has them all the ones that we love. But one of the songs, one of the very first songs I chose to go in that supplemental hymn book is page 43. Sing it with me, would you, this evening? Exalt His name together. It's about Jesus, and there are some powerful things in here about Him and about His name. Could we sing that? Together. Ready? Exalt His name together, the name of Jesus, Lord, and magnify the Savior, the matchless Son of God. At that name devils tremble and earthly kingdoms fall. So praise the name of Jesus, the name high over all. Second together, bow low and do Him reverence, this Jesus glorified, who took our sins to Calvary, and in our place He died. The third and fourth verses together. Ready? The sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name,
for healing or forgiveness, His power remains the same. Whate'er your need or burden, in faith look up on high and praise the name of Jesus. Deliverance is nigh. And read the fourth. Amid the current conflict, whate'er your trial be, this confidence possess. Christ the Lord brings victory. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in Him. Let's sing the fifth verse together, shall we?
The morning stars did praise Him before all time began. Angelic choirs worship that birth the Son of Man. And through the endless ages His name adored shall be. So praise the name of Jesus now and eternally.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you paid attention to the words of that song. Some of the folks who know me, Hopper knows me. It's been a couple of my services over the years. That's Greg, Brother Greg. Sorry, I'm his uncle. I've known him for years and years, since he was born, even before he was born. Rubbing his mom's belly for good luck. He's my cousin. But you know, if you paid attention to the words of this song, there are some really awesome, very powerful verses in here. Some phrases that are just really, you got to pay attention to them. This is the kind of song, if you just sing it and don't pay attention to it, you just wasted 5 minutes. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. We are here, and I know you know this, but I tell this to my folks at home from Keensburg all the time. They could probably quote this almost verbatim. We are here to meet with God. He brought you here to meet with you. Now, unless you meet God, unless He meets you, we're really wasting our time here, aren't we? I think you would all agree with me. I'm not here scolding you. I'm just laying it out there. I've been teaching eighth graders for 26 years, so I'm pretty used to, you know, just throwing it out there pretty plainly. I told my folks in church, you know, if we come here on a Sunday morning and we don't meet with Jesus, I'd rather be at the diner having breakfast. I really would. I would. I'd rather be swimming in the lake. But what will make this time worthwhile? And this is really to exhort you, to encourage you this week, not just because I'm here, but because we're here and because He's here. That what you, every time you walk in here, and even when you're doing your work, but especially here when we'll be together, walk in these doors and say, I want to meet Jesus. I want to meet Him. I want Him to meet me. I want Him to touch me. And believe that He'll do it. Because if that happens, we could be here 5 minutes. And you're going to find out, I am not the type of pastor that likes to keep a service long, just to keep it long. You might be surprised a couple of nights. We might get out of here early if I don't get too long-winded. I know Hop will keep me on task. That's why he's sitting right in front of me there. He's got the watch. He's ready. He's got me on the timer. But, you know, we're here, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And if Jesus walks by you and puts His hand on your head, that's the best thing that could happen. So, now, let's go back to where we were here. One of the greatest things you can do in your church, when you go back to your church, not just here at camp, when you go back to your church, is when you sing a song, pay attention to the words. Pay attention to what you're singing. My folks, I love it in our church. You know what? Often after we sing a song, some of them will stand up. They'll give a testimony about something that was in that song. Something that blessed them, or a scripture that it reminded them of, or a time maybe when that song encouraged them or spoke to them, or maybe it convicted them. You know, songs that are written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit can do that for us. They can minister to our hearts. There's been times in a service where a song just spoke to me, and I said to our folks, look at this song. Did you see what it says in there? Did you see what that author wrote? Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to ask you right now. We're going to get you going this week a little bit. Okay, I'm going to get you going a little bit. Is there something in that song that struck you? You might be like, wait a minute, what was the name of that song? What did we just sing? It was page 43. Open your books. Open your books. I want you to take a minute, look that over for a minute. Look those words over. Go back and read them. You don't have to worry about the tune. You don't have to worry about that high F, the last two measures. What's something this song tells you about Jesus that really impresses you?
Magnify the Savior.
Yeah. Why do you like that?
Because according to Jesus, we are supposed to magnify his image and talking to others and bringing Jesus to other people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that word magnify. Because it means what? What's a magnifying glass do? Makes it big. That's what we're supposed to do in our lives. I love it. We're supposed to make Jesus big. You know, some Christians make Jesus look small. It's a shame, isn't it? How do you make Jesus look in your life? Does your life magnify him? Do other people look at you and see your life and think about Jesus? That's a great one. Who else? Who else has another one? Come on, Brother Tom. Yeah.
Hold beneath your burden. Yeah. Your trial be, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained.
Yeah, but even if not, you got it. I'm sure a lot of us could talk about times, and maybe now, when you've just came under the burdens. The year my son was born, some of you have seen him already. The year my son was born, that was a tough year for our family. Lost my dad, lost an aunt who was like a mom to me. Both of my parents were gone. My sister had open heart surgery. My son was born 6 weeks prematurely, and then my sister was rushed back into the hospital. It was just like one thing after another. You know how that works. It just piles up, piles up, piles up. What does it say there? Be sustained in him. Be sustained in him. I saw a hand.
He smashed the gates of hell. Uh-huh. It wasn't just, he didn't just open the gates. He, destroyed them.
Yeah, isn't that great? I used to love the story of Samson when he took those gates of the gates of Gaza. Remember that? Took him for a little stroll. Took him for a little walk. Well, Jesus smashed those gates. The gates of hell. That's a great one. I love that image of power. Boom. Excellent. Who else? Come on. Who else saw one? Come on. There's a lot more in there. Oh, good. We got another two-timer here.
The name Devils Tremble. Uh-huh. It says that the demons even tremble before our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And they can't withstand the power.
Nope. Absolutely
in
not.
His name.
Amen. Amen. Not even the devil can stand up to that name. Kenny, terrific. Terrific. How about this side of the room? You guys are making you look weak over there. Come on. Sister Hofflander, come on. I knew you'd probably give us a bunch.
I like the fourth verse. Amid the current conflict. Whatever your trial may be, this confidence possess. Christ the Lord brings victory.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And we have to know that he is more than a conqueror, and we can be more than conquerors.
Amen. Amen. Through him, not through us. We're a bunch of losers. But through him. Through him. It's true. It's true. Never thought of it that way, did you? You really are. The devil has us by the throat. Without Jesus, we're losers. We're done. You may be a better, maybe have more, might be more strong than me. You may have better willpower and all, but without Jesus, we can't do anything. Can't do anything. What else? Anybody else? Those are great. I love them.
The sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name.
Yes. Isn't that something? That name remains the same. Never loses its power. The blood that came from Calvary never loses its power. We love that song in our church. The blood will never lose its power. Same today as yesterday and will be tomorrow. Always has been, ever will be. World without end. Amen. To quote my mom's favorite song. Good. Excellent. Mrs. Costanza, right? Am I right? Yes. I named that. Recognize that face from a ways back. Third time is a charm.
What was it? I lost my
place. Don't worry, the rest of you are going to get called on this week. I'm a school teacher, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Where it says, in our place he died.
Yeah.
It explains how Jesus has sacrificed a lot, and he took all of our sins in his own hands, and he held the burden of the world and died for us on that cross.
He did.
So that way we have a better chance to go up to heaven with him.
Amen. 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 God is just. God hates sin. God punishes sin. Anybody here tonight is carrying a sin? Know that God hates it, and God will judge it. However, we have someone who took that punishment. We have a Savior. We have a substitute who died in our place. Thank God for that, huh? Brother Peter, did I see your hand?
I was thinking to say the same thing he did. He took our sins.
Yeah.
He died for us. He conquered death. But he also went down to Hades and conquered that way, too.
He did. Smashed the gates of hell, as we heard. Smashed them. Smashed them to bits. Oh, I saw another hand go around here somewhere. Yeah. Mr. Mary Ann, come on.
I was looking at in verse 3, the sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name. For healing or forgiveness, his power is still the same. But
yes.
Peace in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Isn't that something? That's why Isaiah called him the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. What a name, huh? The name of Jesus. Can we sing that together yet? And then I'm going to just share a little thought with you. I know I've been talking a lot already, but we're going to be praying tonight, and that's going to be your turn. So let's turn to page 47. The name of Jesus. Let's sing it together. Then I'm going to introduce our theme for this week a little bit to you. 47 in our brown book. Here we go, all together.
The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full. Precious name of Jesus, Jesus, oh how sweet the name, Jesus, every day the same, Jesus, let all saints proclaim.
Julia, to play that third verse for us and read the third verse to yourself. And just think about it as you do. fourth verse, when we come to the chorus, I'm going to sing it like we do in our church sometimes. We're going to hold that name, Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Okay, you follow me and I'll lead you. Focus on that name, Jesus. Ready?
No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever tell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, how sweet. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you.
Thank you.